One and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese, who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, in the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home. The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, we must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade. Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, we must stop further discrimination against American workers. The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
a man who can do just about anything using almost nothing.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It's been several years now since we have really discussed very much about scenic byways. It was hot in the news here for a while when we were seeing scenic byways being offered, and I guess they still are all over the nation. But particularly on the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, the in the central part of the state, the scenic byway was causing a lot of problems. Now, I have here an article, and we discussed it in detail at that time. I have here an article from the McPherson Sentinel. It's McPherson, Kansas. And the headlines is, Scenic Byway Receives More Consideration. This publication was May 23rd, which was just not too long ago. It goes like this. A letter of support for a Prairie Trail Scenic Byway was reintroduced. Notice the reintroduced to the Board of McPherson County Commissioners at a recent meeting. It was defeated by a 2-to-1 vote at the April 17th County Commission meeting. Okay, the county commissioners voted on this thing, said, no, we don't want it. One of the commissioners did, the other two did not. That was in April. Here in May, it's back again, all right? Della Meyer, a tour director for Friends of Maxwell Wildlife Refuge, presented it and said that the proposal will help local businesses in McPherson County. She is also a member of the Prairie Trail Scenic Byway Steering Committee. The committee is willing to comply with Scenic Byway Billboard Regulations and Highway Beautification Act Junkyard Regulations. Members will form a permanent Scenic Byway Committee that will work with property owners to preserve historic structures along the route and visit with Roxbury residents about restoring old buildings or storefronts. Deborah Devine, Kansas Scenic Byway Program Manager, said that the byway promotion will help local businesses and attractions. Patrick addressed a concern about changes to the highway and properties if the highway is designated as a scenic byway. Devine said that in the 12 years that she has been involved with the Scenic Byway Program, she hasn't seen any substantial changes to any of the byways, both state and at the national level. The steering committee received letters of support for the byway from cities of Lindsborough, Canton, Marguerite, Roxbury, and the Ellsworth County Commission. Linda Branch, president of the Lindsborough Chamber of Commerce, presented a petition with 200 signatures and comments to McPherson County Commissioners. I think the comments we heard the most is, why would anybody be against this designation? We just heard that over and over, and not understanding why, the towns along the byway were not being listened to by either the county commission by either of the county commissioners. Other concerns were regulating private property and the safety of pedestrians and drivers on the narrow roads. Slow-moving vehicles on the narrow roads was a major concern. The section about discouraging the construction of wind farms along the scenic byway was removed from the proposal, but doesn't mean that the committee will not lobby against the proposed wind farms. Luma said he was concerned about the scenic byway being on county roads because the county will be responsible for restoring, meeting the standards, and cleaning up the scenic byway. The cost of repairs, beautification, and upgrading the byway will be expensive. You're in charge of the county roads. This byway designation will not change that in any way. It may provide you with funding, and if you wanted to do some additional improvements on the roadway, the funds are limited. Now, this is an excerpt from the article in the McPherson Sentinel that was published Wednesday, May the 23rd. She just cannot. The writer of this article was quoting some of the people that are behind this, and they just cannot understand why anybody could be against this designation. I have with me a lady from Illinois that knows probably a lot more about scenic byways than any of these people in the McPherson area or any of the folks that are trying to get this thing passed. So let's go to Illinois and visit with Joyce Morrison. Joyce, hi, it's always good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, dearie. I wish I could say I was an expert on scenic byways, however, they changed the game so fast. How do we know? There are so many organizations, agencies, stakeholders involved that the local people are just totally washed away in these programs.
Okay, hold on to washed away. Jeff, we have a terrible line here. For some reason, we're getting a hum. Are you hearing that hum, or is it just coming through my headset? It's there.
Let me try another phone.
Okay, please do. Let's call you back. Hang up and let's call you back, okay? In the meantime, the scenic byway receives more consideration. Now, just as we mentioned a while ago, it was defeated by a 2-1 vote at the April 17th County Commission meeting. Now, the people in these towns apparently have been sold a bill of goods on how great and wonderful this is. What it really affects is not necessarily the people in town, although it did on the Illinois side, but because some of the businesses in some of these little towns along the river had to take down their billboards, do all sorts of things because of this scenic byway. Nevertheless, it's the rural residents that own land along a scenic byway that really are the ones that suffer. Did we get Joyce back, Jeff? Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making your purchase.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Hi, Joyce. Are you there? And is your phone line any better this time?
I hope that you can hear me better.
I can hear you much better.
Good.
Now, yes, okay. Now I can hear you much better. All right. While Jeff and you were getting different telephone lines straightened out, I made the comment that the people along this route in town want this thing. And I said it's usually the rural residents that find it difficult to have a scenic byway near their property because of the view sheds, et cetera. We'll get into that in a moment. But then I realized that, hey, it was the people in some of these towns along your scenic byway on the east side of the Mississippi River. It was the townsfolk that was having some of the problems because they made them take down all of their signs, didn't they?
That's right. That was in Monroe County. And there was an automobile dealership who sat back off in kind of a plaza area. And he wanted a sign out by the road so that people could see him, and he bought a 4-foot piece and put up his sign, and they said, oh, no, you can't have that.
Now, this, from what we have here, this article says, oh, but they're going to, they make amends for that now. They say they'll be able they're going to let them have billboards, and they're not going to do some of the things that we have complained about before. Do you believe that?
No, I don't, because what they will say is, oh, that's grandfathered in, and then they come along and take your sign down, and they said, wait a minute, that sign was grandfathered in, and they'll say, but was it registered?
Registered with how do you register a sign at the county courthouse?
I have no idea where you register, unless you register with the state or whatever, but the signs must be registered, and I think that goes back to Lady Bird and her beautification program.
Right, her junkyard. Lady Bird made everybody put up old dirty-looking tin around her junkyards.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I think that might possibly have been when they required a registration of any signs.
Okay, now, you actually had the scenic byway for a while, did you not?
Yes, we did.
And then you and some of your cronies got together and, hey, you got delisted on this thing because it was so bad.
That's right.
Okay, what were some of the problems? What were some of the problems that caused you to want out of this thing? Because this lady says, well, why would anybody be against this designation?
Well, when we began to see, well, at first we said, oh, there's no problem here. You know, we don't care if they get a lot of grants for the marketing and the bathrooms along the way. We don't really care. If they want to do it, it's not worth a fight. But when they came out with their design guidelines, which was something like 5 years later, and it said that you have to use earth tone fences, that you could only mow like a 6-foot swath along the highways.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Joyce Morrison. We're talking about scenic byways. And we're quoting from the McPherson Sentinel newspaper in McPherson, Kansas, where several individuals, in fact, they have a group of people, 200 of them, that have signed a petition wanting to have a scenic byway. Now, Joyce, you said that when they came with this, you said, oh, it's not going to be any problem. They're just going to put up some rest stops along the highway, and it's going to be fine. That's not really what happened in Illinois, is it?
No, it became, it wasn't long. It was like 5 years. And then we began to see that there was a much more invasive program here. So that's when we started digging back. And when you get into the Federal Register and you see what it says about what a federal agency is, and they will say, no, this is not federal. This is a national scenic byway. But it's funded by the federal. It's funded by the Federal Transportation, the ICE-T fund, so it makes it a federal program. Then the federal agencies, and this means these are the people that's going to come at your door. It won't be your county commissioners. The people that's going to come to your door will be the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park Service, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and their scenic byway programs. And so whenever you begin to open the door to stakeholders who have no stake in your community except they want the control, then you have opened some pretty serious doors here.
Okay, now you mentioned going into the commercial break, when you read the guidelines, you had to have earth tone fences. For goodness sakes, what is an earth tone fence?
Well, I suppose it's an old rusted fence or something that looks very rustic. And each scenic byway, if I understand it correctly, has a personality. Ours, they wanted it to be weeds and a rustic appearance. And so if I had a white fence out here in front of my house, I probably would have to take it down or replace it as it was in the guidelines at that time.
Okay, now they also mention in here, and I'm looking at this article again, they talk about preserving historic structures. Now, if you've got an old barn on your farm that's ready to fall down, I guess that would be a historic structure, would it not?
That's right, and that's where it really gets to be a problem, particularly if you don't have the money to restore something. Their grants do not actually give money for restoration projects in that way. And so the grant money is not going to benefit any business in your area. The grant money is spent for the marketing of your area. And if you're like Illinois, when you think of going on a vacation, I think of going to the Missouri Ozarks. I think of going to, excuse me, I got Mississippi crud this morning.
It's all that cat hair that
I know, it's that cat
inhaling.
Hair. But anyway, when I think of going somewhere, I don't think of going to Kansas. I don't think most people think of coming to Illinois, although we do have things to offer. I'm not saying that. But
we have things to offer in the Missouri Ozarks, too. We got a biggest crop of ticks this year that we probably ever had.
Well, yeah, because that goes with the territory. You know, whatever is there, you're going to get it. But anyway, this thing here, you know, anyone should wonder, why does the federal government want to give us money to have people come here? Because people probably are not going to think this is too grave a place to come to. We may have more business, but how many tourist traps can there be? And with the cost of gasoline, how many people can afford to go the byways instead of the point-to-point, you know, on the interstate? Let's get
okay,
there.
Okay, now, you lived on a scenic byway for a while.
Yes.
This article talks about, there's going to be so many people driving slow that they're going to have to put up signs. Did it slow the traffic down any when you were in your part of the country?
Not really, because...
Well, of course not.
We have people go to work on our highways. You know, we live here. And whenever the people do go slow, it is really a trouble for the people who live here. Because
but did
they're trying
did,
to get somewhere.
Did you actually have people, do you think, driving that because of the scenic byway? That was
no.
The point I'm trying to make.
No. Not because it's a scenic byway. It was scenic before it was named a byway, and people would come down to the orchards or take this drive. It didn't really bring a lot of new people.
All right, let's discuss view sheds, because people say, oh, you know, it's just along the highway, no big deal. It's as far as you can see. Is that not right?
And the adjacent area.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
if there's a mountain or a hill or something out there, and there's not going to be too many mountains in McPherson, Kansas. But if there's something way off and out on that prairie, you can still see a long ways. That's part of that scenic byway, and it comes under these same design guidelines.
That's right. That's right. And if you would have a pretty little waterfall that is your family's little picnic area, and it would be determined as an intrinsic value, then it becomes almost public domain.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll go to the telephones after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. It put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room, the doctor visits, and a lot of problems in March of 97, I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems, and there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up, and I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
He thinks animal testing is a terrible idea. They get all nervous and give the wrong answers.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Joyce Morrison, who has had quite a bit of experience with scenic byways in the past. And we're talking about scenic byways. They're wanting to, they're wanting to put a scenic byway through part of Kansas. It was voted down by the county commissioners just in April, but here it comes back again with 200 signatures on a petition. Now, Joyce, you mentioned that this is definitely federal money. It's federally funded, and you said it's funded by what, the Transportation Department?
Yes. Federal Highway.
Federal Highway. Mm-hmm. So it's federal highway funds.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So then you said what happens afterwards, you'd no longer deal with the county commissioners.
No, because right in their own literature here, they say that the local commitment, and this is what the local commitment means to them. It's the assurance provided by the communities along the scenic byway that they will undertake actions such as zoning and other protective measures to preserve the scenic, historic, recreational, cultural, archaeological, and natural integrity of the scenic byway and the adjacent area. So all of a sudden, they make the commissioners, the only role they have in this is to mandate them to zone or to protect. And when you're talking about protect, whose property are we talking about? You know, if it's your property, it is not my right to protect your property and not let you use that. Isn't that right?
So, anyway, let's go to the telephones. Wanda, hi, you are on the air, Wanda.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Joyce, my friend.
Hi, Wanda.
Nice to hear you. I'd like to address something that accompanies these scenic byways that's not discussed frequently, and that's the heritage corridors. This process is very insidious. It's more far-reaching than just the scenic byway itself, and it can go for miles and miles. And the information that I obtained from the federal government several years ago about the scenic byways and what happens after that they've been nominated and the process continues, the environmentalists are instructed to come in and go through the towns and go into the rural areas and try to find something that they can designate as a heritage corridor. And the heritage corridor will just wind all around the countryside and take in anything that they can, like an old church or an old outhouse or old fences or whatever, and they can designate those as heritage corridors, and then those heritage corridors, the view sheds, are controlled on those. They'll become protective view sheds of the heritage corridors. So this is so far-reaching. People have no idea how far-reaching it is.
You see the people, and you hit the nail on the head there, Wanda, when you said these people are part of the, I don't remember your exact comment, but they're environmentalists that are behind this. Now, this Della Meyer that is involved in this thing is tour director for Friends of Maxwell Wildlife Refuge. Then we have Deborah Devine, Kansas Scenic Byways Program Manager. See, I don't know whether these people are volunteers or whether they're getting paid for this, but this is right out of the Greeny Weenie playbook, is it not?
Well, they'll be receiving grant money, their own grant money, to continue with this until they can get as much of the area as they possibly can. And it doesn't take very much, especially in the smaller towns, for a couple of these corridors coming off the off-ramps is where they would start, a couple of these corridors to take in the entire area, and then everyone in the entire area, their view sheds will be controlled. In other words, all your land is controlled.
And by controlled, give us some examples of some of these controls. Joyce already mentioned the earth-tone fences, couldn't mow along the highway.
Well, I have read about that, and they can tell you what color house, you know, you have. They can tell you that you'll have to have. They can tell you have to plant in front of your homes if they don't think that your home is good enough for them. And in West Virginia, I believe it was, they had people tear down their homes, and they went through with eminent domain and took the area that was on one of their corridors because they didn't think that it was good enough to, their homes were good enough to be on their corridors.
Okay, Wanda.
Wanda's right. It cluttered the view shed. Isn't that right, Wanda?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, hang on, Wanda. We have Russ from West Virginia just happened to call. Russ, hi. You're on the air.
Thank you, Diary. Joyce, are you aware what the definition of registration is in Black's Law Dictionary?
No, I'm not.
Well, let me tell you something. That little story that you said about the guy was told that it might be his property, he bought the sign, but he has to register the sign. When you register that sign, you give it. In Black's Law Dictionary, you're transferring ownership from one party to another. In this case, you're transferring it to the state or the county, whoever's running this the highway, whatever. I don't know if I'm getting it clear or not.
Scenic byway, yeah.
Yes. So they, after that, after you register it, you have given up your rights to that sign, and it now belongs to them, and which means they can now dictate to you how you can use it.
I'm sure that's right. I'm sure you're right.
Well, I just thought I'd bring it across so the people understand that are listening that you don't register it, because once you register it, you gave it up.
Okay, appreciate the call. Now, let's go back to these guidelines again. These people need some help there in the McPherson, Kansas area. Joyce, you have done a lot of research on this. You quoted the Federal Register. You quoted the Transportation Department, the Federal Highway Funds. Where can these people go and dig up this information so that they can go to these board members and say, hey, look here. I don't care what these people are telling you, what the Della Myers and the Deborah Devines are telling you. Here's the law. Here's what the feds are telling us, and it's going to become a federal program, whether they say so or not. Where can they get that information, and what information should they get?
Actually, the Federal Register is one of the most important. It was May 18th of 1995, and that is on the Internet. And if they would contact you and you could just forward it to me, I will help them with it.
So it is on the Internet. And,
it is, yes.
And it was printed in the Federal Register May 18th, 1995. Do you have a copy of it there in front of you now?
I do have.
Or give us a little rundown of what is in that Federal Register.
All right. It's the whole National Scenic Byways Program. And it gives a summary. It also gives the definitions of what a corridor, the local commitments, the federal agencies are. It gives the nomination processes. It gives the strategy for maintaining and enhancing. Now, these are enhancing intrinsic qualities on your property. And they're not going to pay for that, I want you to know. But it gives the whole rules and regulations. It's the beginning. And then we go to these private organizations like scenic.org. And they make up a lot of the rules and regulations. And then we have marketing people who come in. And those marketing people are paid to market your area. And so we began to build on many, many, many outside people who come into your area. And I want to expand on what Wanda said about the heritage areas. She's absolutely right. Illinois right now has two major heritage areas, plus the Mississippi Corridor is in the Parks Omnibus Bill. And so the Mississippi Corridor will bring a lot of trails down the Mississippi River, which we'll all be affected by. The two main heritage areas in Illinois, which will be mainly what it boils down to as a heritage area, is a scenic byway of the whole area. And that's what Wanda said, basically, that the greenies come in and they do an inventory of your area. They find these six intrinsic values. And so then all of your area becomes a heritage area. It's nominated. Your legislator brings home like $10 million for it, and so everybody thinks it's a great thing. But it will basically take up the whole of Illinois. It's the Abraham Lincoln and the land between the rivers, I think, or something like that. So we're in trouble in Illinois. People don't even know it. They don't even know this exists.
Let's go back to the telephones. Joe in Missouri. Hi, Joe.
Salutations, and to my point, I live, bought in 83, dollar and dime, here where the Mark Twain Forest used to be. And my question is this. Isn't it just government using illegal encroachment by putting in these heritage areas?
Okay, hang on. We're going to take a break. Stand by, Joe. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities.
And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Talk30.com.
And we have returned. During the commercial break, something happened electronically here, and we lost you, Wanda. So Jeff doesn't have your telephone number here at the studio. You might want to call back in if you care to. We'd love to have you back. Anyway, Joe just called in and asked about government encroachment, and I don't remember exactly the question. Would you like to restate that, Joe, please?
Sure will. Okay, but... out of the Mark Twain Forest, you know, 45 acres and improved it, built pond and everything, and I don't want it open to the public. Now, no federal money has come in here, but tell me this. Federal districts, are they going to allow legal encroachment of private properties? The federal district is what I'm talking about. Do you know what that is?
I don't, but maybe Joyce or Wanda does. Hi, Joyce.
I'm not certain what a federal district is, but once the if grant money is attached to that, once that grant money is spent, that is when it's very difficult to get out of these programs.
Didn't have one penny of federal money in this. It was all private. But Illinois, Eastern Missouri is in the 8th district, and Kansas and Western Missouri is in the 10th district. But I thank you, and keep the good work up, people.
Okay, is Wanda back? Okay, Wanda, I don't know if you got in on that conversation or not, but it sounds to me like she's talking about the old Man in the Biosphere program. Does that sound right to you?
Connected to this?
Well, she was talking about what district she was in. She was talking about the owning 40 acres in the Mark Twain Forest or joining the Mark Twain Forest or something. And she said Missouri was in the 10th or the 8th. I don't remember, but Western Illinois. I don't know. But it sounded to me like the old man in the biosphere program with those districts. I don't know. Do you know what a federal district is, Wanda?
No, I don't know what she means.
Okay, and then Joyce doesn't either, so I'm not sure what she was referring to there. She seemed to know about where the money was coming from, et cetera, and she said it was not federal money, it was private money that came in to do whatever they did.
Well, most of these things are federally funded, and the state people, when they're going around trying to sell their scenic byways to people, will tell you that it's not going to be federal, but eventually they will designate or nominate the byway to the national byway system. And I went around with Ray to a couple of years ago when he was fighting the byway systems they were trying to bring in all over the state here, Ray Cuneo, and he had all the paperwork showing how that they become national designations, and they would stand right there and argue with him that that it would not, you know, that it would strictly state, and of course they were getting the federal money already, and then he would just lay the paper, he would read from the paperwork and then just lay the paperwork down in front of them. It tells you, you know, they are to become federally designated. So.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest-acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
Since 1977, the American agriculture movement has been a major player in agricultural policymaking in Washington, D.C. And now, once again, AAM leads the march for the use of alternative energy sources to lower the use of fossil fuels. Farmers, energy experts, and multinational corporations are all pulling in different directions as gasoline prices continue to soar. Many argue that ethanol is the answer to the energy crisis, but that doesn't guarantee a profit to the American farmer. Imported ethanol from sugarcane is 50% cheaper to produce than from corn. The American agricultural movement supports the use of alternative energy sources such as biomass, U.S.-produced ethanol, biodiesel, wind and solar power, and other energy sources. AAM is a member of 25 by 25 that has the goal to produce 25% of U.S. energy by the year 2025 from alternative energy sources. To join the American agricultural movement, go to www.aaminc.org or call 605-993-6201. And we're in the home stretch here, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't learn anything else from this, let me again talk to not only the people there in the McPherson, Kansas area, but anywhere where you even hear the word scenic byway mentioned. Get the paperwork. That's why we have been so effective here in the state of Missouri with the no national animal ID system, is because Ray Cuneo and a few others have gotten all of the paperwork from the federal government. And when you go to these meetings, you're talking to your county commissioners, and there's Deborah Devine and Delamayer saying, oh, that's not right. Get out the paperwork. Have it underlined so you know what you're talking about. Study it. Memorize it. Then lay it down in front of the group and say, okay, this is right out of the Federal Register, It was entered into the Federal Register on May the 18th, 1995. Nothing has changed. If it has changed, you get the paperwork and show me that it's changed because, hey, we can see what is behind all of this. Now let's go to Carl in Kansas. Hi, Carl. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry. I was just looking here. I just wanted to add a little bit. It says something in the paper that I've got on that scenic byways that the Kansas Department of Transportation is going to take a more active role in what's going on with the scenic byways. Now, I don't have any idea what that means, but if it's happening here, like you say, it's happening other places.
It's happening all over the nation, but you say the Kansas DOT is going to get involved in this.
Yes, they're going to take a more active role in the scenic byways program in Kansas.
Okay, thanks for the call. Joyce, did the Illinois DOT get involved?
Yes, they did. The first thing they did was come along and take down all the little signs that pointed to the basket shop or the restaurant over town or whatever. All those signs were taken down. They also did some pull-offs, which needed to be done, not because of the scenic byway, but because they were very close, little tight roads with curves that needed a couple of pull-offs. So I can't credit the scenic byway for those. Yes, they did begin to take an active part. The only thing is, people were told that their roads would not be taken care of if the state highway was not involved and if they didn't go along with the scenic byway, and that is not true. They had to take care of the roads anyway.
I'm going back to the paperwork. This is highly important. I have a file. I have the same paperwork that you have. I didn't bring it down here, Joyce. How many pages are involved in that Federal Register?
There's actually only four. It's very readable. It's very easy to understand. And it's very open to say what they're doing here.
I was thinking I have more or less like a booklet in there with all this information.
You might have, because there's many, many, many publications, and that's what part of the funding does, is to make up more publications. And you can't read everything, because all of a sudden you find out there's more information being printed by American Planning Association, scenic.org, or somebody else.
All right, you mentioned private organizations, and then you quoted scenic.org. Now you quote American Planning Association. Who are these people?
These are people who are public-private partners with the government. And they're the ones that actually design these programs. The Federal Highway funds them, but these NGOs are the ones who actually design, and they take back the restrictions they want and the preservation points that they want, and then because you've taken the grant money from the federal, then it's mandated.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Again, for those of you who are concerned in any way about a scenic byway or any other federal program for that matter, get the facts, get the papers, understand it, underline the important points, and be ready to go to your board meetings. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's